VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Jonathan. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello everyone, my name is Jonathan and I'm back with another episode of VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. I highly recommend checking out today's video. I found it terrifying yet somewhat comforting at the same time. The idea of being awake yet immobile while also hallucinating sounds like something I definitely would not want to experience. So you might wonder what I found comforting about it. I'll let you know at the end. Right now, let's listen to today's featured sentence. People experience visual, sensory, and auditory hallucinations, but they disappear once the paralysis is over, usually after a couple of minutes. Okay, I'll say it one more time. People experience visual, sensory and auditory hallucinations, but they disappear once the paralysis is over, usually after a couple of minutes. Let's move to our pronunciation tips. Our first word is visual. Visual. Visual has a short I, a Z sound where the S would go, a long U, and then a schwa sound. Visual. Our next word is usually. Usually starts with a long U, then a Z sound, then a schwa sound. Visual and usually have some similar sounds inside. Usually. Next is hallucinations. Hallucinations has a schwa sound at the beginning and a long U, a long A, and the shun sound, which you are probably familiar with if you've heard any of countless different words such as information or education. Hallucinations. Let's move to our vocabulary. Our first word is visual. Visual refers to something you can see or something dealing with sight. In this case, visual hallucinations would refer to seeing things that aren't really there. Here is visual in a sentence. Graphs and charts can be very useful when teaching visual learners. Auditory. Auditory refers to the sense of hearing. Auditory hallucinations would be hearing things that aren't really there. Here is auditory in a sentence. Jimmy has an auditory disorder, so he can't hear very well. Our next vocabulary word is sensory. Sensory refers to anything related to the five senses: sight, hearing, touch, taste, and smell. In the context of this video, since the visual and auditory senses are already explicitly mentioned, we can assume they are referring to the other three senses, that during sleep paralysis you might touch, taste, or smell something that isn't there. Here it is in a sentence. A strong feeling of fear can impact sensory perception, including enhanced vision and sense of smell. And our fourth word today is paralysis. Paralysis is a condition where you are unable to move all or part of your body. Here's an example sentence. He injured his spine, which resulted in paralysis from the waist down. And that's the end of our pronunciation challenge for this week. While the scenario described in today's video sounds terrifying, I find it comforting to know that there's a reasonable scientific explanation. It makes me realize that sometimes when things seem scary or daunting, perhaps I just need to learn more about it. Now I want to hear from you. What do you find scary or difficult to explain? What do you wish you knew more about? Let me know in the comments below, and don't forget to do your recording. I'm Jonathan for VoiceTube, and I'll catch you next time.